CBC.
I was waiting for y'all to answer. I was like, what up?
Yeah.
Said
oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Apparently not us.
Right.
Hey, yo.
Hello.
Welcome to CBC Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Viva
that was
Las
really
Vegas.
Tell you what, I got a new opportunity, a job opportunity, like at the fights.
Oh, hey.
And in the right corner, it's Adam Wilson.
He looks tired over there.
Yeah, I'm out of breath from doing it. Another great year at CBC. Las Vegas.
I want to say it is wonderful to be face to face with you guys.
Yes.
We usually don't get to do this.
No.
Yeah. It's the miracle of Zoom.
Yes.
Recordings.
Well, we all turned our cameras off, so you don't actually have to look at each other most of the time.
I just typically tell you to put pants on.
That's, which is why nobody has the camera on.
Yeah.
Well, we're out here at CBC again. Vegas is pretty awesome. Like, I was a little concerned coming in here. Like, I don't know if the turnout's going to be here. Like, what brewers are going to want to come to Vegas? But I'm looking around. It's packed.
The turnout is here. People are here. They're in line for beer. We got a lot of beer pouring.
It turns out people like to drink in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah,
who
apparently.
Who
I saw a lot of it on the roadside, too. Like, yeah, you can walk wherever you want with a beverage right here.
It's great. It's lovely.
Well, speaking of beverages, we got a really kick-ass pouring station over there, and we got like 21 beers on tap, including some NA stuff, like
hop water,
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is
Seltzers.
Really good.
Yeah.
Super tasty.
Yeah. Well, Tony Little, who was with us earlier, has like conveniently avoided the microphone or avoided Haley. Because
it's both.
Yeah, we wanted to get him on because
we did have him on, but we didn't press record the first go around.
Nobody that's listening knows that.
You know, so we've
done
our
need this background information for our inside jokes.
So, last year at CBC, we won the Gold Crushy for this podcast. This year at CBC. We forgot to press record.
Did you get the tattoo yet? I heard you were getting a tattoo, a crushing tattoo.
You didn't even comment on
Haley.
That in the group chat.
Well, Haley doesn't have tattoos.
Toby ignores me in the group chat.
I don't need any more tattoos. The booth looks awesome. I mean, Haley, the marketing team, and like JJ, okay, got to give him a shout out. It is awesome.
It's awesome.
It always is.
We can look at it right now.
Right.
There's a dog over there.
There's a dog.
There is a dog.
Oh, yeah,
there's
we have
been
puppies.
Dogs trickling
we got
in
puppies.
And out. Yep.
Why do we? Could somebody explain why we have puppies?
Well, Haley's here.
Mental health.
Oh, there we go.
Ah, sweet.
It is
good answer. Good answer.
We are hosting mental health therapy dogs at our booth all this week. They're rotating out like every 2 hours. We have a new dog at our booth.
And they're so sweet, and they love all of the pets.
That one's looking sweet.
Come pet all the dogs.
Goodness.
So, like, I don't know where that dog got trained, but I need to take my dog wherever that dog went. So well behaved. Mine would be like eating the carpet or chewing on someone's leg.
I would have ran off by now.
So
I'd be cleaning a pee at the moment.
Yeah,
if my dog was
living
here,
on the streets and living our best life.
Well, I know we don't want to. I know our guests have a lot going on, so let's just get right to it. But wait. First, we got to tell people about what we got going on at the booth, right?
We got some new stuff going on this year. Aroma Sciences, they're dealing with some awesome barrel extracts that are coming to market.
They smell amazing.
They smell absolutely amazing. It's a really cool way to add a little barrelage to your brews. Without actually taking 5 months to add barrelage to your brews. It's pretty neat.
What else we got? We got fruit concentrates over there.
We got the sweet cherry.
And pineapple.
Yep. You can come get a little pipette full, drop it in your beer. It's pretty amazing.
I'm a little scared of the pipette. First of all, I was like, what are they doing? What are those pipettes for? They look like something.
Science experiments.
Right.
Come do science.
I was like, I'm going to stay away from that cherry stuff because it looks like it's going to be a bad mistake
shirt,
for my
so,
white shirt.
I think that's fair.
It smelled amazing.
yes.
Yeah, so the thing that I liked about that is that 100% fruit, right? There's no other
100%
additives.
Aseptic,
there.
Yes.
Yeah. Really, really cool.
Really exciting.
We can use it for beers, cider, seltzers.
Anything, yeah.
All
anything.
Of it.
Yeah.
Well, we were
pretty
spiking
sweet.
Water earlier today. I think we put it in.
Well, so what do we have going on tonight, Heather? as you're taking a sip of beer.
Sorry. Excuse me. Choking. I'm busy. Tonight we have the Pink Boots Denver meetup at Las Vegas Brewing Company. A whole bunch of us will be there, so make sure you come by and say hi if you can. And if you are on the floor, come and learn about our Pink Boots malts. If you have been by, you've seen all of us wearing the shirts, the hats. We're very excited about the Pink Boots malt. $5 from every bag goes to the Pink Boots Society.
We're doing a giveaway for the very first ever Pink Boots Malt Bountiful Bag. If you are here at CBC, come visit us so you can enter the giveaway for that. If you are at home and couldn't make it to Las Vegas, we will be giving some more away on social media, so be sure to follow us. But they are phenomenal.
They are amazing.
We unveiled them on our Instagram today. Go check it out.
And I can't enter, right? Damn it.
Mysteriously disappears.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we got to tell people where we're at. Because we're going to release these today, right? Like, you're out here. We're at 961.
Yep. 961. We got a big old sign. You can't miss us.
Las Vegas, Pennsylvania. That's where we're at. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Where are we?
Wait. Hold on.
Yes.
Las Geography. Vegas.
There's only one Las Vegas. Anyways.
We're good at science, not geography. Yeah.
We're good at science.
Okay.
Some we got people, pipettes at our booth. We're good at people. Science.
Yeah. Well, how about we not let our guest wait any longer?
Yeah.
Let's roll right into it. So, who do we have here?
We have Wendy Forrest from Craft House Brewing.
Right? And then Dave Pasquale.
That's where Ali was going.
And he's over at Big Dog. Actually, we were going to try to go by Big Dog's yesterday, I believe. Didn't make it over, but yeah, good
we
to
gotta,
have
we got to head over there then.
We got a couple of days. We have nothing going on, so we should be able to slide right over without a problem.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? He's making some 9.6% beer, so I mean, we should probably make the trip.
We really make it over there. Yeah. We really need to talk about that with these guys, so let's get right to it.
Yep, absolutely.
Before
we get started, thank y'all so much for taking the time and energy to brew with us. And I know it's time out of your schedule and your tank space, so thanks for helping us out. Tell us about the beers you got going on over there.
We're super proud. We've got quite a few. So our brewer's favorite is Czech Please. That's our Keller Pils. Also, we call it unfiltered Czech Pilsner. Super crispy. We pour it on a liquor handle at the tap room, so it is now the number one selling beer at both of our locations. So we do all the fun pours. We do a milky pour, smooth, crisp, slow pour. So everybody loves to get the different iterations that Czech Please comes out of the liquor handle.
I'm so thirsty right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Sounds good.
Our head brewer, Cameron, he lovingly is always improving it with tiny little tweaks and improvements that keep him up at night. So for Czech Please, we use the Great Western Malting Pure Idaho and a little bit of white wheat. It helps us with head retention, especially for the slow pours. You can get like this beautiful meringue cap on the top. So it is here on the floor. Come and get it. Your taste.
The line is very long for all of these beers. We've been cycling through lots of people who are getting the beers poured. We do also have non-alcoholic options as well.
Yeah.
So you have a hop water. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So we wanted to make something that was gluten-free and also non-alcoholic. It's hard at our scale to make an NA beer taste good without having to throw a whole bunch of stuff in it that then makes it way too expensive to make on our scale.
So
we did a lot of R&D for Hopswell, our hop water. We tried probably every product out there, every iteration. We intentionally dialed back the carbonation level on there because it's supposed to hydrate you, and if you get full of gas, you're not drinking the water, and we live in a desert, and you get very dehydrated.
You gotta stay hydrated, yes.
I just pounded one, and I feel fine.
Okay.
My belly feels good.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
Yeah. Good. We're here to help.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the hop profile in that one?
So we just use straight Eldorado in there. So Eldorado gives it a nice kind of lime peel. A lot of people will drink it and they go, oh, that doesn't taste like an NA beer. And we're like, it's not. Nailed it. So I explain it to people who maybe, you know, aren't within the industry. It's similar to, I tell them, like a Pellegrino with a twist of lime. So Eldorado gets, you know, kind of like green grass, lime peel on there. And we tried a whole bunch of different products. We tried, you know, the liquid products, everything out there. Our canning line didn't like a lot of the liquid products, and we learned that the hard way. So we went back with what we know. So it's tried and true. It's straight El Dorado hops. We know how it performs. We know that it's solid. We know that we like that flavor in the water. So it's just straight El Dorado pellets with the carbonated water.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
I'm gonna make off with about a six pack in my shirt. Like, yeah. Nobody knows.
Take it back to the hotel room. You want to pay $20 for a bottle of water.
Really good. Well, you got more than two beers here. I see we got a whole four, I don't know, four of them?
One's a seltzer. Can you tell us a little bit about the seltzer?
That's right.
Yeah, I think we're the only brewery packaging a seltzer in Nevada. So our brewers, they enjoy seltzers. I'm going to be honest, I don't gravitate toward them. So Cameron, our head brewer, he has tried every seltzer on the market. So what he wanted was a higher ABV seltzer, because a lot of people now will throw in a shot of vodka in their seltzer because they want the ABV higher.
That 5% is not quite enough.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's higher. I think it's at about 6.4. So the premise of Prism is the way that light refracts through a prism into the rainbow of colors. Each prism that we release will be a different flavor and a different color. So we use all natural flavoring and all natural coloring. So this one is green. We use spirulina to color it. And it's bright, crystal clear. It's gorgeous. We don't have any fancy filters. It's actually Cameron working his wizardry to make it come out that beautiful and the clarity to be spot on. And our market has really enjoyed it. We wanted something to offer that was gluten-free, and this is a way for us to do that with what we make in-house instead of having to buy other people's products.
I didn't get to try it, but I did see it in the cup, and it is really pretty.
Yeah, it is
super,
really pretty.
Super pretty.
Making science fun forever.
Everybody.
Prism chat. Who knew?
I'm stealing the tagline.
I was thinking to say, do you want us to re-record that part just for you?
No, I do not want to step all over you. David.
That's me.
David.
Yes.
Pasquale.
Pasquale. Yeah, yeah. You got it.
You're thinking I would have this by now, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like we did it a couple times. So.
I mean, it's the first
we
time.
We need the practice.
Yeah, first time we met. First, nice to meet you guys, by the way.
Have you ever been ID'd? No.
Again, the second time.
So Dave's with Big Dogs, Big Dogs Brewing here in Las Vegas.
Yep.
Tell us about your beers. Let's start with Beaches Forever.
All right, so Beaches Forever is a collaboration beer that we did with our friends up in Oregon. So if they're going to call them a sister brewery to us, our friends at Public Coast Brewing Company in Cannon Beach. So we did this collaboration with them. But what we're calling this beer is an Imperial Blonde that we barrel age and a local bourbon barrel. There's a local distillery called Smoke Wagon. We barrel age this beer for about 4 months, but we use a bunch of Barrett's malt in this. So that's the Pilsen malt, that's the base. We have some Golden Promise in there, Maris Otter, Munich. But yeah, we were looking for something that's going to have a good malt base to it. We also added some honey as well. So when you come across it, malt forward for sure, but it's a really nice balance of barrel with malt. Easy drink. It is a 9.6% beer. Something that could, you know, I don't know, people would just want to drink when they come to Vegas, I guess.
It doesn't drink like a 9.6%.
I know.
It does not. It's very easy. It's
It's a little dangerous. So that's what we love about, you know, brewing some of our barrel-aged beers. But I think using the malts that we decided to choose on this, it worked out really well. So
I just ran somebody over going to get one. It's very, very good. And I mentioned earlier, it would go great with any kind of dessert, but particularly a flan, I think.
Yeah.
Really good.
I don't know how you just pulled flan out of
my
nowhere.
Ass?
Yes.
Oh, well, I can see that though. It has a lot of caramel notes,
right.
Sweetness like that in there as well. So, yeah. And
well,
when we barrel aged this too, we were looking for a touch of sweetness on it. So we did also use some of that orange blossom honey as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of carries over that little fruitiness in there. But a little sweetness from the barrel also helps out with the tannins. So that tends to work out when we do that.
And
wonderful.
You said that you had it sitting in barrels for about 5 months, correct?
Yeah, like 4.5 months.
Nice.
I mean, all of our planning has been going on. So Tony, you know, I was like, I kept like, hey, if we're gonna do something, we need to do it now because I want to knock out as much as I can. We're not big breweries here in Vegas, so
yeah.
For us to do a lot of things, you have to plan out months and months in advance. So,
Definitely.
But yeah, so that was one thing. I was like, hey, what's gonna make it easier for us? Let's do a bunch of barrel aged beers, then we don't have to worry about it, and then we'll brew all these other beers in between. So that's how we're able to have like 40 something beers at our pub right now, which is. I got some of my brewers behind me, and they're probably not too happy.
They're very cranky. Well, we also have the Double Dog Dare, which is a Belgian-style double.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that one? That one has the whole gamut of the Best Malls catalog in it, doesn't it?
You know what? That these type of beers tend to use those kind of malt profiles. So I haven't brewed a Belgian double in a long time. It wasn't really a popular beer here, but I think there's a resurgence in some of the classic styles.
Mm-hmm.
So the selection of malt that I chose for this when I worked with Tony, he just said, hey, use whatever you need. It just has to be through Best Malt. And I'm like, okay, I need this, and this. But, you know, characteristically, if you try the beer, it's fruit forward for sure. You get some of that dark, raisiny, like brown sugar kind of notes, treacle kind of characteristic. But you also can pick up, you know, some of the biscuit malt in there. The caramel, obviously, is also in there. And then the yeast strain that we use, too, as well. It's going to have that fruity note. Personally, for me, I try to subdue some of the phenolics on that. So, we did ferment this a tad cooler than some of the other Belgian beers we do, but we're really proud of it. Like I said, it's something we haven't brewed in a minute, so pretty good stuff.
Yeah, Las Vegas got a kick-ass beer scene. I haven't spent a whole lot of time out here. Honestly, this is like the second time I've been out here. Y'all are killing it.
Thank you.
So you're involved in the Nevada Brewers Guild, is that right?
Craft Brewers Association.
Yeah. Nevada Craft Brewers Association.
Oh, there we go.
For the last 5 years. I wanted to revitalize our craft brewing community and really have one unified voice for the whole state, which is hard geographically because realistically, you either brew in Reno or you brew in Las Vegas. There's not a lot in between, not to knock Tonopah, shout out to Tonopah, but that's where the populations live. So to get the state together and be unified, hard geographically to bring them all together. So the challenge was how to have one unified voice for all the breweries within the state, and also how to bring us all together. You know, that's what craft brewers do amazing, and it's why we got into the industry, was camaraderie. So how do we, you know, have that camaraderie when we're physically removed from one another? So the Nevada Craft Brewers Association is that entity. So we speak with one unified voice. We champion for craft breweries and improve the state of craft beer by lobbying and changing very antiquated laws that were written by our distributors. No, not to the distributors. Shout out. I love you for what you do. But we need a little more flexibility because it has stifled growth. But if we don't keep showing up the legislative season, then we can't complain about it. If you're not going to do something, you can't complain about it. So it's time that we do it. It's time that we show up. We have a voice. I just walked the floor with 7 of our legislators for the state. So they're interested, and it's great that the CBC is here because this is our tool to use to show them our industry is a powerhouse. And
absolutely,
if they were on our side and help us move our industry forward, we could all be successful together.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, this is the first time this has been here.
It is,
and
yes.
Very excited to have it here.
We are very excited. Yeah. It's a way for us to show our community that there's
laughing.
Great beer made here in Las Vegas. You know, a lot of people have an antiquated idea, an old trope that, you know, there's no good craft beer in Las Vegas. Well, maybe when you came to Vegas 15 years ago and only stayed on the Strip, that was your impression. But, you know, we've evolved so much, you know, within the last decade especially. And it started with changing licensing, changing people's, kind of notions that there's no good craft beer. So this is our chance to wow our town, and it's our chance to really make an impression on our fellow craft brewers?
I'm certainly wild, for sure. I'm working on like number 4 beer sitting here, so.
And it's early.
Yeah, McDogs and Craft House is good, early stuff. Good stuff.
It's well, early.
Yeah, really appreciate y'all's time.
Yes, thank
Sorry
you so much.
Sorry for the technical difficulties we had earlier.
That's all right.
Y'all are awesome.
We just wanted to spend more time with you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, that's right. Bigger,
a lot
right?
of fun.
We'll just hit Tony up for some more malt.
Yeah, yes. yeah. A couple, 2 or 3 more pallets yeah. at least.
Yep, minimum so. Of.
Well, good. I know y'all got other stuff going on, but the line is very deep over there. I need to get back in it because my glass is empty.
Yeah.
So thank y'all so much. And thanks for welcoming us weirdos into yeah. Las Vegas.
Thanks for coming to Vegas.
Yeah, thank
Vegas
you
loves
guys.
Weirdos.
Yeah, we appreciate everything you've done and helped
We've
us out put
great.
Out there. So
yeah, for the listeners out there, go hit them up. Go sit yeah. down, have a pint or beer at the breweries, and they make good stuff. So thank y'all for coming on. Cheers.
Thank you.
Special thanks to our guest today, Dave Pasquale.
Big
and Wendy Forrest. They were badass. Mm-hmm. The beers were great.
Their beers are amazing. If you find yourself at the Pink Boots member meetup at Las Vegas Brewing tonight, Craft House Brewery is right around the corner. So go stop by, try all of their beers. They're amazing.
It's one of their 2 locations, I believe.
Yes. Yeah.
The other's in Henderson.
Henderson?
Yeah.
20 you know
minutes.
Where that is?
20 minutes outside of town.
Can you walk there?
Yes.
Ride a bike?
I mean, you technically can. It'll take you a while, but I mean, you can get there.
Yeah. No, it's awesome that they share their time with us, and we've been drinking while doing this podcast.
Just clearly.
Sitting. I'm sorry, sitting.
Clearly.
We forgot to hit record.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. Like, we'll hand off the mic, and then someone will just disappear, and they come back with a beer in their hand. So, anyways,
we can't
stuff.
Complain. We can't complain about it.
So, if you're here, come see us at booth 961.
We're going to be recording
here.
For the next 3 days, so come say hi.
We're going to have
some
tired
fun stuff going on.
I'm already
You're good
tired.
At talking, Adam.
And I don't stop. So.
Anywho, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Come see us or chime in. Listen up tomorrow. We got another one coming in.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.